Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. If you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with some issue of life right now, we invite you to call and speak directly with us at 844-322-2742. If you're listening on CSN or Sirius XM, voicemail your question to us at the same U.S. and Canada number, 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today is the last day of the month, and I want to say thank you to all of our listeners who have stood up and helped us in this urgent time of need. We still have a ways to go, and we're just going to trust the Lord with that and how He provides and when He provides. That's kind of His business. But I want to say thank you to everyone who has stood up and said, hey, I want to be a part of this, of meeting this need. Yeah. I have just been overwhelmed with the generosity. I mean, many people have given two gifts, you know, in a 2 days span.
And,
we've seen some new friends step up to the plate for us. And so I am just very overwhelmed by God's faithfulness and the generosity of His people.
Yeah.
That happens time and time and time and time again. God's going to take care of things, and we just are going to trust Him and thank Him and thank Him for you. And so that's what we're doing today, thanking our Lord Jesus Christ for you, for His work in your life to be a part of what He's doing through Basic Gospel.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
Well, this month, as you know, Bob, we've been talking about verses that give us assurance of salvation. You know, we live in a crazy, frenetic, chaotic world. It's a world built on shifting sands, and there's really not a good place to put your feet for a firm foundation. It's going to be taken right out of from underneath you at some point in time by worldly events. That's just the nature of the world that we live in. So if you're going to find solid footing in this crazy world, you're going to have to find it in the person and work of Jesus Christ. That's where your assurance is. That's where your confidence is. So we've been going through various passages that talk about this sure foundation that you and I have in Christ Jesus. And here on this last day of September, we're going to take a look at two passages out of the book of Revelation. So we're going to go all the way to the end of the story.
Okay.
And in chapter 21, we see something incredible happening. We see a new heaven, a new earth come about, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. We're going to see a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. And that's going to be our dwelling place. That's where we're going to be in this new Jerusalem. At the end of chapter 21, he says, "And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb." Well, we're a part of that. Why? Because we're a part of Jesus. We're the body of Christ. And Paul has said on two occasions in his letter to the Corinthians that you are the temple of God. That's where Jesus lives right now. So we're a part of this temple of God. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. And then he goes on in verse 27 and says, "But nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life." So, believer, here is the good news. I mean, and this is really, really good news. When you trusted Jesus, when you called upon the name of the Lord, when you said with your mouth, confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, when you believed in your heart that God raised this Jesus from the dead, salvation became yours. And in this salvation, you were cleansed, you were forgiven, you were made holy, you were made righteous, you were made alive together with Christ, and God sent His Spirit to take up residence inside of you. In all of that, your name was etched into the Lamb's Book of Life. Why? Because you had been made alive together with Him. So here's the great hope. Here is your reality as far as the new heavens and the new earth and the new Jerusalem are concerned, that you will be a part of that because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yes, indeed.
That is incredible news, and we have already seen in Revelation 3:5 that once a name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it will never be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. So we have some incredible assurance right there.
Yes.
And then he goes on to say in verse 3 of chapter 22, no longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb of God will be in it. Again, this is the Jerusalem, and His servants will worship Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. Mm-hmm. So we have been marked out, sealed by the Holy Spirit for this moment.
Yeah.
So sometime in the future, when Christ returns, when the new heavens and the new earth are established, when the new Jerusalem comes down from the heavenlies, we are going to enter in, and guess what? We are going to see His face. Why? Because our names are imprinted, or His name is on our foreheads.
Yeah.
We have been marked out by the Holy Spirit as people who belong to the Lord. This is the end of the trail of assurance.
Mm-hmm.
You start in Genesis, you follow this trail all the way through the Bible, and you end right here seeing the very face of God, knowing that His name is on your forehead. That is the eternal life that you're going to enjoy forever and ever and ever.
And that is just great news. Thank you, Bob. And friends, thank you for being with us for Basic Gospel today. Calls beginning to come in on the board, but we still have plenty of room for you and plenty of time at 844-322-2742. Wherever you hear the broadcast of Basic Gospel, we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. And Bob, you touched on it as we started the program, but you know, in an email you sent out earlier today, you said today is September 30th, which of course it is, and we still need our supporters' help to meet that $50,000 target. You and I know that people are searching. You and I know that the love and grace of God in Christ are sufficient to meet their needs. You and I know Jesus is the only one who can cut through the noise of the world and end their search for truth. Then yesterday you reported the good news that through the generosity of our listener friends, that $50,000 need has now been cut down to around, $15,000 to $18,000, something like that. And so to our donor friends, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for standing with us. We are humbled, as Bob said, and grateful for your support. But please remember that we still have a way to go, and as Bob said, we're going to trust the Lord to move in the hearts of people that can make up that difference to clear the rest of that amount. So if you haven't made your gift, your donation yet, well, please go online today to basicgospel.net and help us erase that final $15,000 to $18,000 that we need. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net. Bob also mentioned that at the end of Revelation is this trail of assurance that he was talking about. And when you send in your gift or make your gift online, we want to send you a copy of our CD resource, Trail of Assurance, to help you truly understand the love of God that is made clear through the Scriptures. So request your copy when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Well, again, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Canada and talk to our friend Kat. Hi, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, Bob. How are you? Bob and Bob.
We're doing great.
I'm calling in today to ask. I have been struggling where I live. Right now, it's a very violent, it's not like very violent, like all the time, but last night I think it was the worst. But I live in a low rental building, and there's a lot of people that come and go from the street, and it's basically the men. They fight, and then it gets extremely violent, and then I can't sleep at night because it's so noisy. And so my question is, I guess, actually, to be honest, I've been leaning a little bit on some scripture, which is, what is the one? Psalm 4, verse 8, where it says, I will lie down and sleep in peace for you alone, O Lord Jesus. I put Jesus there. Make me dwell in safety. So I've been thinking about that. But I guess I've been wanting to get a sense of just more of the sense of God's protection at night here. And I've been praying, and then sometimes I cry at night because it just gets scary. And then I've called housing about it. So I think they're trying to do something about it, but we have no security in this building. I think it's just because of funds that the government, our government, Canadian government, is just not funding the low rental. And I've been praying on and off for just the people off the street, and I don't know what they're going to do in the winter. We used to have the churches here that they would go into, but now they won't because of certain things that they do. And so, unfortunately, they go, I guess, to their friend's place, and then if they get into a squabble or a spat, then they fight. And then you hear it at night, and then the whole building shakes because the building is not soundproof. And so I guess that's my thing this afternoon to share with you.
Well, Kat, I understand, yeah. And I understand, you know, with all the noise, that's a problem in and of itself. But with some of that noise being attached to, you know, guys fighting in the parking lots or whatever it might be, that adds that level of fear on top of it. So that's not, you know, that's not a good way to turn out the lights and go to bed and hopefully to have a night of peaceful sleep. So you've got some external factors there that are creating some fear, creating some just all kinds of anxious thoughts and feelings and that sort of thing. And that is understandable. I mean, that's just what every human would experience probably in that same situation. I like the fact that you've already, I guess, sent word or called or however method you chose to connect with some housing authorities there to see if you can get some help. Maybe there's another place that you could move to that would be more to your liking and would be quieter and you could have a better sleep. So I would, if in your shoes, you know, I would just put that to the Lord in prayer. Here's my desire. I would like to find a better situation as far as my living situation is concerned, and I'm going to trust you to open up those doors. In the meantime, I'm going to make the calls that I need to make. I'm going to, you know, search and do what I can to see if there's other places available. But the second aspect of this, Kat, is you're there, and you have people around you, and while you're there, you know, certainly be praying for your safety and those sort of things. Pray for a sense of discernment when you could get involved or when you need to stay away and that sort of thing, and I think God will give you a sense of discernment there. But also ask the Lord to open up your eyes to see the spiritual needs of those around you and see if you can be a voice of hope, a voice of encouragement, a voice of good news for those right in that sphere of influence.
You know, Bob, I've been praying about that. But the thing is, most of the people here, like when I first moved in here, they said, be friendly, but don't make friends with them, right? But there's a couple of ladies on my floor. One is an African lady, beautiful lady, but she doesn't really speak English. And yet, I don't know, but I think she's a believer. Because whenever we talk about Jesus, oh, yeah, yeah, like she's like that, very, very happy. We used to hug each other, but now we can't because of the virus.
Right.
But boy, when we see each other, it says, hello, sister, how are you, sister? So,
well, see, that's good. And
yeah,
you know, one of the things that we learn in life is no matter what our situation is and how dire that situation may be, God always has a you know, at least a crumb of his loving kindness and grace stuck in the middle, somewhere in there. Just mm-hmm. this little boost of encouragement, just this smile from a fellow believer that says to us, God, you know what I'm going through, and you're providing in just these little and small but just overwhelming ways. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen that in my own life.
Yeah. So I think you have, you know, and your friend there, somebody who knows Jesus or at least responds in a way that would indicate a real spiritual connection. Thank the Lord for that, and see if there's, you know, ask the Lord if there's others just real close by.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
let God
there's
make
Mike.
Some of those connections for you.
Yeah, there's this one fellow who's just kind of out of it, but he heard me sing once at the market because I do sing. I busk, but right now I can't because of the virus. But when he first heard me singing, he says, I really love your music, but I'm not a Christian. But I think there's a little seed there. Like whenever he sees me, he always says hi, you know. But so, yeah, if you guys could keep me in prayer about this place, it's just that I would love to move out. But
yeah,
God sometimes has his own way, and I can't twist his arm.
Well, Kat, you just keep praying about that. We'll join you in that prayer, and keep us posted on that. And you know, do what you can do as far as looking for other situations that might be more suitable, and see what's out there, and then say, Lord, this looks like the place. I'm trusting mm-hmm. you. Open a door, make it happen, and leave the results in his hands, okay?
Definitely. Well, thank you, Bob, again, and Bob Davis and Bob Christopher.
yes. Well,
I'll be sending you something when I get your thing in the mail, when I get your address, and then I'll send you something for your radio show. I don't think I can give you anything right now, but I would love to give to you, both of you, for your show. I really enjoy it.
Nice. Well, thank you, Kat.
That.
We appreciate that. And thank you for calling, and keep us posted, okay?
You bet.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Kat. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I am Bob Davis, and we're glad that you're with us. And, Bob, we had this call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Yes, my question is, I have a very ill daughter who's 61 and has an incurable disease. And I've been praying, Lord, you say, deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. And I've been praying, I surrender all, Lord Jesus. Take my life as an offering for my daughter to be healed and saved. Is that correct for me to do that? Because I gladly lay down my life for her. I'll listen to you tomorrow night, and each night I listen to you. I'm in an age-old home. God bless you abundantly. Basic Gospel.
Well, thank you. And, boy, you can just hear the love that's in your heart for your daughter. And, you know, as you were expressing the situation there, I couldn't help but think of the Apostle Paul as he's thinking about his fellow Jewish brothers and sisters, those who had yet to come to know Jesus as he had. And in Romans chapter 9, he said, I would gladly give up my salvation so that they could be saved. And I think that's just part of the love of God that's been poured out into our hearts as believers in Christ. So obviously the love of God has been poured out in your heart and in your life, and you would like to do anything to express that love for the physical healing of your daughter and the salvation of your daughter. And what Paul ultimately came to in that is that Jesus has already laid down his life for your daughter. Jesus died for her sins. Jesus laid down his life. He took the punishment so that she could be set free. And I think ultimately, as far as the best thing that you can do in regards to your daughter is to continually point her to Jesus Christ. I think you can express your love to her and say, I've prayed time and time again, if I could give up my life so that you could be healed, so that you could be saved, I would be willing to do that. But there's somebody, and I want to tell you about this somebody. His name is Jesus. He's already laid down his life for you. And if you can recognize that he died for your sins, if you can believe that he was raised back to life, then you can be saved. You can be made alive together with him. And whether you get through this physical illness or not, you can have the hope of knowing that when you're absent from this body, you are present with the Lord. You're going to be with him forever. You're going to be a part of this great final scene that the Bible gives us in Revelation 21 and 22, being able to see the very face of God, knowing that his name is written in our foreheads, that we truly belong to him. So what you can do is offer to her the hope of the gospel and the very life of Jesus Christ. He died for her sins. He was raised back to life so that he could give to her his very life. So that's the life that saves. So I think if you can point her to Jesus, to the one who saves, I think that's the most loving thing that you can do at this particular situation.
Absolutely.
And we will certainly be praying for you and joining with you and praying for your daughter. And we certainly want you to keep us posted, okay? Well, let's go to Mary Jo in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, I'll be brief. After a prayer, I'll have the dumbest, meanest thoughts. And I get so upset, and I'd like to know a Bible verse that'll help me through this.
Well, Mary Jo, that's a great question. And first thing I want to tell you is that you're not unusual. You're not the only one that happens to. I mean, that is a common human experience. I've been in seminars and asked people to raise their hands. You know, if you've ever been in a time of prayer or reading your Bible and right in the middle of it, you've had the worst thought you've ever had in your life. And every hand goes up and people look around and say, whew, glad I'm not the only one. So you're not the only one that experiences that. And recognize that that's just a thought. It has no power. It has no real meaning. It's just a thought. And you have to say, based on that thought, Lord, thank you that you have died for my sins. Thank you that you have been raised back to life and that you've given me a brand new identity. So I would point you to Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 15 and 16, where it talks about that God's Spirit is going to bear witness with your human spirit that you are indeed a child of God. Regardless of the kind of thoughts racing through that mind, God's Spirit is going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, you belong to him, and he belongs to you, and you're going to be with him forever. Well, thank you, Mary Jo. We're out of time.
Yeah, thank you, Mary Jo.
Romans 8, 15 through 17.
Thanks, Mary Jo. Talk to you later,
Bob.
Honey. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Please remember that Basic Gospel needs your help today as we reach the end of September, actually at midnight tonight. We have a way to go yet to clear the remaining need, and any amount that you give will help. But please do that today. As always, just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net. And thanks to the many of you who have stood up and stepped up to help us meet this need as we end the month of September. Well, now for Bob and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.